place. We've already seen even two wonderful sisters today that came with special needs. And in this vast crowd today, I am sure that there are multiple situations and needs, amen, that we need God to take care of. I'm going to tell you, He's able today. And I hope that I can somehow increase and affect your faith, amen, before we get through to here today. And that God would do something that we would take home with us, amen, that would be life-changing. Praise God. Praise God. Reading in the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 18 and verse number 19. If you found it, say amen. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Would you ask the Lord, not just a matter of, amen, of saying a prayer, but we want the Holy Ghost to move into this house. Amen. And God to do something special. I wonder, is there special needs here in this service this afternoon? Amen. Only the Lord knows. Amen. The breadth and the depth of the needs that's here. Would you pray with us one more time? Praise God. God, we glorify you. We thank you already for that significant touch that we have felt in this house, both last night and today. We feel that strong urge of the Holy Ghost that you're wanting to minister and work and do your will. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. That we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. For a little while, I would just like to do my best to help somebody and remind you that we have a refuge in hope. I said we have a refuge in hope. I'm not a negative person. I'm very positive. But I'm also able to look at reality. We're living in a world that's spinning out of control. Amen. It is nothing but turmoil and confusion in every direction that you look this afternoon. Amen. This world is in terrible shape. Amen. We live around people that have nothing but shattered dreams, broken and bitter lives. Marriages and families that are destroyed and gone down the tube. Amen. They have no hope in this world. Amen. Addictions and divorce. Amen. Serious issues in their life. There is a pervasive feeling of danger that hangs over not just America, but the entire world. Maybe you don't feel it here in rural Missouri, but let me tell you, when we live, especially in our major cities, where the refineries and the large shopping malls and the masses of people gather, of wondering where the next event is going to occur. We can say that does not affect us, and maybe it doesn't here, but it does affect us in other places of the world. Amen. There is a feeling of hopelessness. There is a feeling of hopelessness. Amen. That pervades in this world. Amen. And any direction you look, there is no answer. Amen. Luke 21 says, in the world, amen, that there is distress of nations with perplexity and men's hearts failing them for fear. Nobody has the answer. They don't have it in any corner of the globe. Amen. We're looking at an election of a new commander-in-chief in 4 months. And I'm telling you, pardon me, I don't care which side of the fence you're on, but we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Our choices are terrible. We thought it couldn't be any worse than what Obama has done in 8 years. But God help us. Amen. If Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States of America. This is a hopeless world. There is, America is not the America that I was raised in. It's not the same world that we was raised in. Amen. This world is in trouble. Amen. The last few months, we've seen them violate every standard and law that God set. A year ago, the Supreme Court, amen, legalized same-sex marriage. And we can't do anything about it. And just recently, amen, okay for transgender people, amen, to violate your children and your wife, amen, going into the restrooms where they please. Amen. I'm telling you, even that the homosexual crowd and the LGBT crowd and the Muslims has got more protection than the Christians do in America. Praise God. It's a dark day. It's a hopeless, hopeless situation that we live in. Amen. Amen. Paul said, if in this life only you have hope, you are of all men most miserable. Thank God, as Brother Epley stated, amen, our hope is not in a political party, a changing of the guard. I'm telling you what, I'm looking for Jesus to split the eastern skies. I'm looking to Him to say, come up, my love, my dove, my undefiled. That's what we're looking for. Praise God, praise God. Amen. If in this life only, this world is living on a street of broken dreams. Oh yes, they are. Amen. They don't find peace in anything. Amen. They just go from one extreme excitement, searching for another. Praise God. I read some time back where they did a survey in a small rural American town. They asked them one question. They said, what do you spend your time thinking about? 70% of those that responded said, we spend our time worrying and thinking about what's going on, surviving today. Amen. Making a living, raising our children, dealing with problems, trying to survive. Amen. 25% said we spend our time thinking about our past, what could have been, mistakes we made, bad decisions, what we wish we would have done, living with our regrets. Only 5% said that they spent any time thinking about the future. Praise God. I don't know how it is every other place, but I'm just going to tell you in my observation, people are bogged down in everyday living. Praise God. The everyday cares of life, amen, is robbing us. And we live, even if you're serving the Lord, you find yourself going in that vicious circle over and over and over again until it wearies you. Amen. And I watch people come to church and I watch them as they move through life. Amen. It's almost like they are in survival mode. Something is missing. I watch them come to church and sometimes they've got that 1,000-yard stare. Amen. They're not connected to what's going on. Amen. At the present time. Amen. Job said, how long? How long shall the enemy triumph over me? Oh, that I had wings that I could just take and I could fly away. That's the way people feel. If we could just find an escape, amen, from the realities of what life is dealing with us. Amen. Maybe it's not this way here, but I watch people come stressed out, zoned out, amen, leaving one crisis to deal with another crisis in their life. Amen. Anybody here relate to what I'm saying? Praise God. Amen. It's almost like sometimes, and I know that's not the case in this meeting, but I watch people over a period of time, and it's almost like they're in a robotic state of suspended animation. Amen. No joy in their life. Diminished faith in their life. What they do, they don't do it with passion anymore. Well, and they don't have any hope. You know, I am absolutely amazed the more I hear of church people that's depressed and on anxiety medication. What happened to your hope? Where is your joy? What happened to the works of the Holy Ghost in your life? Praise God. I'm going to tell you, God never planned even for Xanax and Prozac and Valium to take the place of hope in your life. We've got to find a refuge in hope. We've got to find a revival of hope. Even we're not as they, even in the world that have no hope. Praise God. We got hope tonight. I said, we have hope here this afternoon. Amen. It was hope that took us home after church last night. It was hope that got us up this morning. It was hope that told us that God is still in control. That the Democrats and the Republicans don't have control. It's God that's got control here this afternoon. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, Paul said, for we are saved by hope. But we hope for that which we see not. Therefore, then we do have patience to wait for it. What was it that Hebrews 11:1 said? Faith is the substance of what things hope for. Let me tell you what hope is. Hope is desire accomplished or accompanied by expectation. When you lose your expectation. Amen. Amen. The woman that had the issue for 12 years. That's a long time to live with an affliction. After a while you just say, I'll live and die with it. It'll never change. The woman that had it for 18 years. Amen. And just said, hey, I guess this is my station in life. Amen. But in both of those cases, hope came by. Hallelujah. Hope found their address. Amen. 38 years to sit by the pool. Amen. And go home every year saying, no man cares for what goes on in my life. I'll never change. Hey, but hope stopped by the pool one day. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hope today is in this house. Hope today tells you, you don't have to live another day with that long-standing issue or sickness in your life. Woo! Standing at the Red Sea on a dead-end street. Amen. Grumbling against Moses. You brought us out here to die. Amen. We could have lived and survived at least a little while longer in Egypt. Amen. All we see is an impossibility here. Amen. And Pharaoh's army behind us. But hope showed up. 127 times. Amen. In the Old and New Testament. In all kinds of circumstances. Hope was mentioned. And the man of God said, wait a minute. Amen. Let's stand still and see. Hallelujah. What hope can do. I'm going to tell you, there ain't no dead end streets when it comes to God. I said there ain't no dead end streets when it comes to what God can do. Amen. Elijah standing on Mount Carmel when no man stood with him. Challenged with a wicked world of unbelievers around him. Hope showed up. Amen. When he said, let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. That's still the God that we're serving and worshiping tonight. He still will answer by fire in your life. Oh yeah. He showed up in the lion's den. Hope came by when the three Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace. Praise God. Job expressed at a place in his life, he said, my days are spent without hope. Oh, but we got a revival and a refuge of hope. And that hope is the anchor that keeps us steady. It keeps us looking for that great day of the Lord. It keeps us even from turning to the weak and the beggarly elements of this world. May have had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year. But we come to church, amen, we start feeling the move of the Holy Ghost. And hope steps in and said, hey, it ain't over till it's over. God is still in control. He's still working in this place. I don't know how far, amen, I'll get. Amen. The Bible tells the story in 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 30, amen, where David and his men had been out in battle, amen, on their way home, celebrating victory, jubilantly awaiting the welcoming home of their children and their families, only to be greeted by the smoking ruins of their homes. Everything taken. Amen. Wives and children. Amen. Valuables was all gone. And the Bible says this, that they wept until there was no more tears left in them. Amen. They wept and cried. Amen. They felt absolutely hopeless And then they turned on David and said, it's your fault. If we had been here to defend our homes and families, even it would not be this way. And finally, the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hey, you got to reach that place sometimes when the devil is tracking you. You feel like the bloodhounds of hell. Amen. It's got your number. Amen. You got to find you a place and have a Holy Ghost prayer meeting and encourage yourself in the Lord. Woo! And when they realize that tears didn't change it and blaming somebody else didn't change it. Amen. Hope reached in and revived something in David's heart. And he said, bring me the ephod. Bring me the garment of praise. Hey, I've wept long as I planned to weep. Amen. I've grieved over this. Amen. It's time to change courses. Amen. And he began to worship God. And I'll have to believe it was contagious that when the leader began to worship, the men began to worship. After he had worshiped and glorified God, then he said, hey, where's the preacher? I'm ready to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. And he looked at the priest and he said, hey, do we accept our circumstances and live with what's happened? Haven't we just satisfied with smoking ruins and terrible loss? Or do we pursue? And the word of God came back and said, you don't have to take this. You don't have to fall over and let the devil destroy you. Haven't pursue until you recover all. I'm telling somebody here today, you need to get up and you need to pursue your hope. You need to pursue your joy and get it back. You need to pursue your prayer life and get it back. Woo! Hallelujah. We got to get our joy back. We got to get that passion that used to bring us to church. Man, we used to come to church, amen, with a skip in our feet, amen, and a smile on our face. And I watch people come, amen, and it takes at least 3 songs, amen, to get an expression change out of their life. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to take, amen, extreme measures. I don't know, maybe it never gets this way anywhere else, amen, but sometimes at home, we bog down in just routine church. Maybe that don't happen where you're at. Yeah, amen. Good church. Wonderful people of God. Music's good. Singing's good. Amen. Having good church. But it's just routine. Nothing really out of the ordinary. Amen. No expectation. Amen. We come to church. We go through our routine. We enjoy it. We testify to one another. And we go home waiting for another routine service. Maybe that satisfies you. But I'm going to tell you, this country preacher, it don't satisfy. I want to see something happen. I can just take that so long. Yeah, man, if something in me starts, yeah, man, shaking and moving. We've gone through a space of that, yeah, man, for a while, and I got an inspiration. Yeah, man, one service night. Yeah, man, I didn't know what else to do. I finally got up and I said, okay, everybody's got your Bible. I want you to stand up. Amen. I want you to open to John 14 and 14. When you find it, I want you to put your finger on it. Amen. And they did. And I said, we're going to read it together. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Not maybe, not might, not for this one and not for that one. We're going to read it again, and we're going to put our finger on it. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hey, but that don't really take an act of faith. That don't really force you to do anything. And so then I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I don't know what your need is, and I don't know what you ask God for, but we're going to put our faith in action at this point. Heaven, people started moving out, heaven expressing their faith. I had one lady, heaven, quite large lady. Her husband had left her. She got a little old measly welfare check. Heaven had a son. She had, heaven, no means, no transportation. She depended on somebody else to bring her to church and carry her home, take her to buy groceries. I didn't know what she asked for as she put her finger on that scripture. But I'm telling you, when we get desperate, we'll tear the roof off of the house. If you're passive and you don't care, just sit there and it'll never happen. But hey, when you get desperate, you'll tear the roof off. And you won't care about consequences. And you won't worry about collateral damage. And you won't worry about political correctness. Because you've got to have a touch of God. You've got to have a miracle in your life. Brother, I watched as that rather large sister, Sister Betty. I didn't know what she asked for, but it didn't take long to figure it out. She stepped out in the aisle, and I watched her get her hands on a steering wheel. I watched her crank an automobile. I watched her put it in gear. And I saw her coming down that aisle. My church folks are looking at her like, poor old Sister Betty. She's finally flipped out. She's lost it. Hey, man. She drove and come across the front. And she went down the side. I think I could hear her motor running. Praise God. And here she goes. Hey, man. And around the church. And back up the side. Hey, man. And by that time, folks, it's kind of accepting the fact that maybe she's not crazy. Maybe she's putting a little action on her faith. Maybe she's saying, hey, hey, hey. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being on the bottom. I'm ready to step up on the promises of God Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was several notable miracles from that one service. I think, if I'm not sure, Sister Carrie's here, but I believe it was from that same service. Her mother's hands were covered in warts, both hands. Amen. And God healed every wart off of her hands in a few days. I'll make this long story short. Amen. But a few services after that service, but we had a visiting lady from another city that we did not know came into our service. After church, she said, Pastor, my mother is in MD Anderson Hospital, terminal cancer. Heaven, can I attend services here when it's possible in your church? She was a good Holy Ghost filled lady from another city. We welcomed her. Heaven, and getting acquainted. Heaven, Sister Betty said, where are you staying? She said, well, I'm going to have to rent a place. And she said, don't do that. Don't do that. I have an extra bedroom with an outside entrance. It's very private, won't cost you anything. I want you to stay there as long as you're here, sing about your mother. And she did. It lasted a few weeks, and the lady said goodbye. Her mother passed away, and she went home. A few days later, Sister Betty's phone rings. And she said, "Sister Betty, we buried my mother." And so she had a really, really nice automobile. She said, "I have one son. He has a new car. I have a brand new car. We don't have any other relatives." And said, "I was praying and the Lord told me to give you that car." Hey, just think anything you want to. Draw your own conclusions about even whether I'm sane or not. But if that'll get God's attention, if that'll cause God to look my way, then that'll cause God to say, "Hey, he's putting some action to his faith. Hey, but I'm going to do something special. Hey, he's going to do something here in this house this evening. Hey, but I don't even want to finish. I feel Holy Ghost power. I feel Holy Ghost power working in this service. Come on, glorify him." Don't remember if I've ever done that since that service. But I'm going to tell you what I feel like right now. Get your Bible. Hallelujah. Turn to John 14 and verse 14. Put your finger on it. Because I know this. The Holy Ghost wants to minister in this meeting. Today and tonight and the rest of this meeting. Amen. And I'm telling you, somebody will put their faith on the line and put their faith in action. You don't have to live for 12 or 18 or 38 years any longer. There is hope. Come on, raise your level of expectation. Couple with faith the hope that you have as the anchor of our soul. Read it with me here. With your finger on the scripture. Come on. Put your finger on it. Don't just look at it. I want you to put your finger on it. "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." Come on. Read it out loud. Come on. Let's say it. "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Hallelujah. Come on, come on. We need some praying folks. We need some folks that's got some faith here this afternoon. We need some believers here. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hopeless world. Hopeless world. But brother, there's hope in this house. There's hope in this kingdom. There's hope in his presence. Come on forward today. If you don't have an emergency or a need or an issue, there's other folks that do. And we need your prayers and we need your faith. Come on. Come on. Faith is working. God's power is moving. The glory of God is in this house. Come on. That's it. Come on. Let's respond to the Holy Ghost. Pray for somebody. Help somebody. Believe with somebody. Come on, that's it, preachers. Come on, minister. Pray for these folks.
victory. Miracles are taking place. Healing and deliverance is in this house. The glory of God is in this service. Woo! Come on, that's it. That's it. That's it. Right here, right now. Holy Ghost is doing the work right now in Jesus' name. Woo!
He'll give you a miracle. He'll give you a miracle. You know that. Sing that.
Come on, that's it. Oh, come on, we're not there yet. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Check out the whole of the world. Woo! Come on, come on, come on, come on. That's it. Come on, come on.
Yeah, when heartaches and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life